Aonua. That is a musical collaboration from New Zealand comprising Maori vocalist Taisha and composer-producer Malcolm Smith with Aotearoa. That's Land of the Long White Cloud, which is where we're going to now as our reporter Kirsty Bedford chats at AIM with the general manager of Auckland's new International Convention Centre, Callum Mallett.
A $450 million convention centre is under construction in New Zealand's largest city, Auckland. The centre is five times larger than the current largest facilities and will put New Zealand on the international circuit for the first time, with the ability to secure large-scale conferences and events. The investment is one which is also changing the face of the city of Auckland. We're joined today from the Asia-Pacific Incentives and Meeting Expo in Melbourne by GM Callum Mallett, who's going to talk to us about the project and what it means for international business travellers. Good morning, Callum.
Good morning, Kirsty.
Tell us first a little bit about where the construction's at.
So we're currently excavating the site, so we're just over 90% complete on the excavation, and so concrete piling on the foundations is just beginning for the car park, which will be underneath the convention centre to begin.
Okay, and tell us where exactly sort of is the site in Auckland?
Okay, so it's in the heart of the Central Business District. So for those that know Auckland, where the Sky Tower is, it's on the streets opposite to the Sky Tower. So it corners Hobson, Wellesley and Nelson Streets, which is a large block, which was traditionally really an underutilised part of the city. So it will connect right through to Sky City, which is a major entertainment destination, with air bridges, and within a 10-minute walk of the convention centre, there will be almost 5,000 hotel rooms. So it's a very central location.
So that sort of leads on to the next question, which is about what sort of the sort of things it offers people visiting Auckland for business. So as well as being able to utilise the new facilities, which I'll just get you to tell us a little bit about the capacity and what you've actually got available in the centre itself.
Great. So it's a vertically stacked convention centre. It's 30,000 square metres in total, with an exhibition hall that's 7,000 square metres, with a 9-metre high roof stud. And that's fully divisible into three or six different rooms. And then on the other main floor, there's a theatre that can seat 2,850 people. But that room can also be split into two to break down into 1,200 theatre style seating in that space as well. And then on top of those rooms, there's roughly 30 breakout spaces. So the conferences that we're aiming for are around the 3,000 mark, or else 1,200 to 1,500 conferences simultaneously.
And are those the ones that the other major convention centres around the world, or particularly in Australasia, are targeting at the moment?
Absolutely. New Zealand really hasn't had the capability to target those 2,500 to 3,000 PAX conferences in a standalone purpose-built venue. So this is the first time New Zealand will really be able to compete with the Australian convention centres, who have a lot of association and corporate business at that mark that generally rotates around the Australian venues. So the ability to be able to compete with that and to really put New Zealand on the map is really exciting.
And what was the changing point for the government, do you think, to actually get this underway in the first place?
Sure. I think there's really been a desire from the government and industry for this type of facility for some years. But as anyone who knows who's in the convention industry will know, they're expensive buildings to build and the timing needs to be right. And I think really it was just really a great confluence of many things coming together, with air routes opening up to get really that capacity into New Zealand and into Auckland so delegates can get there, and really a demand and a knowledge by the local business events community that we were missing out on a significant amount of business. New Zealand has become a really popular destination for business events, and so we were getting a number of conferences coming, particularly from Australia, of around that 1,000 person mark, but we knew there was a whole lot above that 2,000 person mark that we just weren't getting. So really it was government working with central government, working with local government, and really working hard with the industry to really make this happen.
And New Zealand's always invested really heavily in its tourism. So obviously having that shift in understanding the broader economic impacts of what business events can do. So how will it then invest this centre in the economy, both, you know, from Auckland's perspective, but also more broadly?
Sure. So the initial business case shows that the centre itself will bring in over $90 million of economic activity, just primarily to the Auckland region, when it opens from international delegates. But we know that it'll be far more reaching than that across New Zealand, with both pre and post mini conferences, but also from delegates travelling further afield on leisure or business from that. So New Zealand statistics show that successful conferences see about 50% of delegates return within 5 years back for a leisure trip. So if we think of 33,000, which is our target international visitors a year, coming through to our destination that would not have probably come to New Zealand before, the flow-on effects over the following years after that is going to be really significant throughout New Zealand. So it's a really exciting opportunity for us.
And also their day-to-day spend when they're actually there, regardless of the return, which is obviously quite incredible, but when they're actually there, the stats are showing significant spend.
Absolutely. So an average business delegate will probably spend three times as much as a free independent traveller. So it's a very significant amount, and that's obviously including their hotels, their food and beverage whilst they're there. So there's a significant upside to that. And then there's an unquantifiable dollar figure as well on just knowledge exchange and experts from around the world coming into New Zealand to speak or to be a delegate, and the ability for New Zealand companies educational areas to be able to engage with them as with those experts is you know unquantifiable from a dollar perspective, but extremely important for New Zealand as we move forward.
And as the tourism industry, I mean, they're obviously be right behind this, particularly within, I mean, as in the tourism operators themselves, particularly within Auckland. Are they preparing for all of these potential, you know, thousands of delegates that will come on board and have the capability to host those?
I think, yes, they are. I think the reality is with our opening in 2019, it's always seemed something that's quite far away. But last week we made our first official announcements of bid wins for March 2020. And I think that's really made people go, wow, it's actually happening. And we've actually now going to have rooms being booked and tours being booked. So yes, they have been ready for it. But I think now the reality is really kicking in that those events are not that far away.
So tell us a bit about where to from here. And obviously we're sitting here at the at AIM, which is Australia's largest meetings expo. Tell us about the value of being here and how that can help you going forward.
Sure. Well, so far we're into our second day today, and yesterday was a fantastic day. And the value of an event like AIM is that you get all the people who you want to be interested in your centre in one place at the same time. And so whilst you may only get 15 minutes with those people, that's 15 minutes of extremely valuable time to be able to put your case forward as to why you think they should come to New Zealand. So we had a great day yesterday. We've certainly come away with probably 8 to 10 really strong inquiries, and that really is what the next year is about for us. Putting aside the building of the site, it's about really building that sales pipeline, building up our sales team to be able to take those inquiries and just really convert interest into actual bookings. So that's really the big focus, and certainly events like AIM are just so important for that. We travel around the world to events like this, and they certainly have a place and a purpose, but to be close to home as we are here in Melbourne, and to have the people that we know are bringing business to this region and to be able to promote New Zealand to them is really valuable.
Good, great. And so you're obviously opening and have got your first major convention booking for 2020, but opening in 2019.
That's right.
So when will the building start being seen?
Yes. So really in about a year's time, the building will really start coming out of the ground. So as I said, there's quite significant 1,300 car parks under the building. But in about a year's time, it will really start coming up out of the ground. And then a practical completion and construction should be early 2019. And then we'll have a period of getting operationally ready and then hopefully open the doors in mid-2019.
And the train line is being extended through the city, I believe,
yes.
To partly is it because of the New Zealand International Convention Centre and also cater for the numbers?
Yes, certainly it will, that's part of it. So the light rail CRL, it will open in 2023, so it's a little bit after this, but certainly that will help with capacity for delegates, particularly local delegates, but also those internationally who are staying a little bit out of the city to be able to access the centre. So certainly an exciting time for New Zealand and for Auckland in the infrastructure space.
And for business travellers who are going to be in New Zealand in the next few years. All right, thank you very much for your time.
Great, thank you for your time, Kirsty.
Kirsty Bedford speaking with Callum Mallett.